You are listening to Aalap, the podcast from PodioIndia.com, introducing Indian classical artists. Namaskar, I am Deb.
And I am Pia. Aalap implies a conversation. In this podcast, the maestros share with you their world of Indian classical art.
This is the concluding episode of our two-part series with the internationally renowned flautist from India, Pandit Ronu Majumdar, now holding a series of concerts around North America.
In the previous episode, you heard Panditji talk about his early love for the Indian bamboo flute.
I was always playing bansuri from childhood, like from the age of 5.
And talked about his training.
Pandit Vijay Raghav Rao ji is my great guru.
The episode also covered the intricacies of this instrument.
Bansuri means, the sur means the melody and bans means, you know, bamboo.
We pick up from where Ronuji is describing to us the soulful melody of the bansuri.
Very soulful sound, very earthy sound, very oriental sound. People can listen to it for hours, you know, because the sound is, you know, it comes from nature.
And it is this sound of nature that he wants to leave his audiences with at the conclusion of his concerts.
I love to play always a folk music at the end, because that is where it again connects the audience to the music of land, you know, because I strongly believe, and I know it is truth, that the classical music, say, or raga music, or pure Indian music, whatever the name you give, but this format originally comes from folk music. Folk music is the oldest music, and folk music doesn't come from classical. So I think it's a nature's music, so always I love to play like Kashmiri folk, Pahari. And of course, I'm from Banaras, so I love to play those Tumri, Jhula, Ori and all those things on the flute. It sounds beautiful.
Deb, we heard in the previous episode how versatile Ronuji's talents are. I mean, he plays classical, world music, fusion, light compositions.
From playing with Pandit Kishan Maharajji to composing scores for Hollywood movies, he has done it all.
So considering that an evening of pure classical music would attract a section of the audience, it may be better if he kind of mixes and matches the genres. What do you think?
I think you're asking a loaded question here. One is whether or not the concert should, you know, give it all. But the other important question is the dwindling audience for pure classical.
Mm-hmm.
We will get to the second part later. But here's what Panditji has to say about mixing the genres.
These are all different categories. People should be expecting something from a concert. That's why they go auditorium because they give their valuable time, drive through all the way, go to the auditorium, spend 3 hours, come back. So they expect something. That expectation should be fulfilled. So the category we announce, we should play and justify the category which is announced. So when it is Indian music, one big rag should be played, but of course not repetitive manner that people cannot associate with it, you know. So, and another thing, the concept of the whole process, how it builds up, how it reaches to the climax, what is the meaning behind? Those things should be said and explained.
And to illustrate his point, Ronuji, who loves to cook gourmet dishes...
He's a chef as well?
Well, I also didn't know that. You know, the day I spoke to him, he actually came from the kitchen trying to teach a few of his friends some finer points of cooking.
Music and good food. What more can you want?
What I was trying to say is, being a cook, Panditji picks up a food analogy to illustrate his point of how one should not try to mix everything.
You cannot get the same satisfaction from burger of just getting dal or maybe a full Italian food. So it's like really, really so much of essence has been put and in the full raga, the satisfaction, it remains in your heart for 1 or 2 months, and that happiness and that sparkling, you know, joyous feeling after listening full raga, and your body, mind, soul, your nerves, everything is so relaxed. And that you cannot get with one nice orchestrated fast piece. But you need fast piece if you are playing a game. You need a very fast pace. Say as one, Bade Gulam Ali Khan Sahab, just the drut, you know. If you just put those old records, it gives you immense amount of energy. But sometimes you are a drowsy evening, and then you really like to enjoy full Bada Khyal. Okay, I'm sitting quietly in my house and I have full 1 hour. Let's put the record of Bada Khyal and let's enjoy the full rag. So it depends when you want what kind of music your body, mind needs.
Having said that, Ronuji is equally admiring of the fast, glitzy concerts as well.
You enjoy that kind of setup, that kind of package sometimes. Even I enjoy. I have played in a lot of films.
Pandit Ronu Majumdar, in his own words, has been very adventurous about music from childhood. So he decided to try out film music as well, at the behest of one of the legends of Bollywood music.
Ali Varman was a disciple of Ali Akbar Khan Sahab, and I think we would never have another RD. I think he was one of the greatest music directors, and he was disciple of Santa Prasad Ji from Banaras, one of the tabla exponents of Kishan Maharaj's same generation. So he just took me to the studios. He said, you know, I need a flute. Ariji is very busy in the classical. He's in his solo concert, so... industry, they would call just industry, not film industry at that time, or Bollywood, something like that. So, I said, I have never played Manchanda. He said, try. And first song I played was Love Story with Lataji live. And I got a lot of confidence. Then I started playing background music. I said, wow, I'm learning a lot how to play like others want you to play. At the same time, put your own soul. Oh, this is a great combination. So I started satisfying others with my music. Play like others want me to play. Like if in my concert, I design the whole thing. If I am playing for Panchanda or Salilda also, I have been very lucky to play with all these great masters. Salilda's son took me to the studios. So I think it was a Bengali movie, Mohan RDK. I had that background music I played. And I just remembered those my teenage childhood days, it was very emotional for me.
Has an instrumental album of evergreen Hindi film songs. One of our favorite songs from this album is the Lata Mangeshkar classic, O Sajana.
You know, that was a challenge for any instrumentalist to play O Sajana, and I struggled so much, honestly. It took me 3 hours because one line I correct, another line Lata ji is doing something else. What an asset to just listen to that song, what Lata Didi has done it. One gaiki I'm doing, another I'm missing. I said, I have to play this song the way Lata Bhai has done it. And I think I was very satisfied after playing that one.
We also heard in the previous episode about Pandit Ronu Majumdar's association with Rai Kuder and John Hassell and the wonderful albums they have done together. If you have missed part one of this series, you can listen anytime. It is archived on our website, podioindia.com. Most of these albums were recorded in a church under the supervision of a very talented recording engineer.
Kavi Alexander, I must remember him and just say his name. He's a great, 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 highly learned man, and a real sound guy. He knows the sound, and he never did any artificial reverb or anything. Just recorded great, greatest flute sound possible in my life. And I think he knew how to do. Like, we started playing, and that got, as you said, Vishwamanji, that got Grammy to Vishwamanji, my great Guru Bhai, and that was Meeting by the River. And then I came into picture with Bella Fleck and Vishwamanji and myself for Tabula Rasa, and then I did my own album with Rai and great player, trumpet player John Hassels, and we did Fascinoma, and then I did my solo with Rai called, of course, Hollow Bamboo.
Tabula Rasa went on to win a Grammy nomination.
I never expected that I would be nominated for a Grammy, you know. So it was still a dream comes true for me. Very, very happy.
Pandit Ronu Majumdar is currently touring North America with concerts in Columbus, Cleveland, New York, Toronto, Phoenix, Houston, Los Angeles, and Bay Area, California. He enjoys playing for the audience over here and feels that this is...
It's a great country. It just gives immense amount of credit and recognition to all the musicians coming from other world. And I think the United States has been a great place to explore your talent, come here, play. And I think the greatest musicians live here, like Rai Kuder, Larry Coryell, the people who loved me, gave me a lot of blessing and gave me recognition. And I just enjoy coming here.
Mm-hmm. So Panditji decided to formally give back to this country as well by opening the Sadhana School of Indian Music in Chicago.
One of the best students that we had, I would say he's already a performer, Claire, who plays wonderful sitar. Initially he has learned from Patrick Mars and then Ustad Mushtaq Ali's style, you know, and Mushtaq Ali Khan Sahib's style. So also I teach him because I am from Mayer Gharana, so I sing and teach other instruments as well. And Claire is doing so well. He also teaches in my school when I'm not there. He's already a teacher.
There are many second and third generation Indian students learning vocal, percussion, sitar. But what about the flute?
Initial stage when I started in 2002, there were no students for the flute. But now I have... I can say very proudly that 6 to 7 students are playing wonderful flute. They're girls, boys, they can play like an orchestra, and I think I'm very proud about that.
Music, school, recordings, film and television work, and of course concerts. Pandit Ronu Majumdar has a very busy life.
In total, I think I'm away 6 months in a year, because the Indian concerts are there, which starts from November to all the way up to March. Then I go to Europe every year. Then other concerts are there, of course, in Middle East and Singapore, where not.
But life doesn't give all.
And then you miss the family. There's immense amount of sacrifice from my wife. I think it's a curse to be a wife of an artist. That's my feeling. She never says that, though. But she's a great person, I think.
Let's come back to my earlier question. So, is there a fear factor for classical music?
In other words, if you approach someone who is not into classical music and invite him or her to such a concert, does it scare the person?
It does. Because people think you have to learn before going, you have to learn Indian classical music or Indian raga before going to an Indian classical concert to enjoy it. But it's not true. Because even film music, you don't understand. But you kind of start humming with it because you know it, know the song. You can connect with it. What happens is aesthetical part of Indian music is so strong and so meditative and so peaceful. It affects your body, mind so much that you become a better person, like you behave better. Even the sound of Tanpura makes you more sensitive and makes you more caring person, and you behave better in the society. So the unmad, the excitement, too much of excitement in the society also can be, you know, cured or something like that with pure Indian music. And I had been experiencing these kind of changes through the music.
On one hand, you have classical music audience shrinking. On the other hand, you have tremendous opportunities in TV contests and reality shows to become an overnight star.
So where do you find the incentive for the rigorous training that any art deserves?
True, these are very talented youngsters, and I wish them well. But I am confused about the future.
The topic has Ronuji worried as well.
The music world has never changed so much as it has changed in the last 10 years or so. It is really caused worry. And I think that is here some, you know, the sponsors and people who patronize, they should feel responsible, take the responsibility of really thinking it, not always commercially or marketing-wise, you know. And I understand that these talent hunt shows are not bad. They have produced some, but then this SMS system has made it very low, you know. I have been judged for 2 times in Saregama, and that time my decision was the last decision. And I was judged when Sonu Nigam was anchor. And then I was again judged when Shan was there. And that time still it was not SMS. I feel a little sad about that. And Lata ji has also put her feeling. Vishwamohan bhai has put. I mean, we all are a little worried about this.
The popularity of these shows is a new challenge that classical music has to surpass.
No one is, you know, even trying to promote classical music in a Indian music pure form. And tell about that in a prime time in the television. Not only in India, everywhere the classical music is very difficult to tell our students that, you know, you have to take the tradition ahead, you know, you have a responsibility.
In our own little way, we are trying to keep this tradition ahead. This podcast, Aalap, celebrates Indian classical arts. You can help us too by spreading the word around. Mark our website, podioindia.com, and join us in this exciting journey. We leave the final word to Pandit Ronu Majumdar.
And I would give my message to all the listeners or musicians that please do have confidence in your ability and in your things that you are doing. And we all are going to win, definitely. And we're going to pull the society to a right path and do a good music together.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Aalap. In the next episode, we have Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt in an exclusive interview.
I was able to convince them that this instrument has the capabilities of playing the finest classical traditional music on it. When I was nominated, I was 100% sure that I am going to win also.
So for all of you who enjoy Indian music, let's keep this Aalap or conversation going. If you have any comments or suggestions, send us an email at aalap@podioindia.com. Join us again when we come back with another episode of Aalap next month. Till then, this is Pia
and Deb from PodioIndia.com wishing you happy days.